When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Well met. Oh, that was an interesting way to start episode 8 of Funjuns and Flagons. Hi there, you are on
eight?
The geek. But
we did 8 of these.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I watched 6 of them today.
All right.
This is episode 8.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Ekdara?
No, I'm not. Oh yeah, I had a different name at the beginning of this.
I kind of miss Tad, to be honest. I like Tad.
Tad was fun. Tad was easy. Heck there, though. He's a man of mystery.
I'll give you a negative one for interrupting me, by the way.
Like, I'm sorry. I am flabbergasted.
I should probably take
good word, plus one. You're back normal.
I should take one because I did interrupt you as well.
Oh, that's all right. The fact that you admitted it means that you're all
very
off
humble.
The hook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Funjuns and Flagons. This is episode 8.
Go on.
Yes.
We're listening.
Nicely done, everyone. Plus one all round. Yeah. This is the improv RPG, somewhat inspired by D&D game, where I'm putting these three characters in a fantasy world with a quest, and we're going to see what kind of hilarity ensues. What up? I'm the moderator. I just want to thank all of Geek Bomb's patrons because this is the reason why the show exists. So on 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
That's a really good clap noise, by the way. That would sound like it was a sound effect, and it wasn't because I was here and I listened to it.
Golf video game.
It really was. Oh, they're the best.
I know which one you're talking about.
We have tiers from $1 donations all the way up to $120, and they are the BBCCs. Basically, they've been the creative consultants throughout this entire campaign. We have been doing hangouts every weekend. It's been an absolute joy, so I just want to thank them personally. It's Adam, Baxorn, Caitlin, DBK Joe, Jonathan, Joshua, Cassandra, Nathan, Skylar, Steve, Terry. One big clap on 3 for them. 1, 2, 3. Really appreciate that, guys. That was awesome. You have already received your copy of Dungeons & Dragons Art and Arcana, a 450-page book exploring all of the art from the official Dungeons & Dragons from the 80s, I think even 70s, which is super, super cool.
I think 60s.
You
I think
calm down.
50s. I think it was invented in the 1812.
What?
Dungeons & Dragons
You mocked me once. Never do it again. Negative one. Also, $50 and higher gets Funjuns & Flagons merch. There's behind the scenes pictures that go up on a little special Instagram account for $20 and higher. $10 gets a bonus video every single week. $5 gets it earlier. $2, you've helped out with the campaign and the charges. Lots of awesome stuff happening there, and we're doing a big gift giveaway all throughout December on Patreon too. But can you guys
so
convince people to subscribe to Geek Bomb in 5 words or less? Go, Chloe.
Oh, I'm starting. It's great.
And
also,
yeah, done. That was all fine. That was fine.
Wait, I didn't
I'm
even
starting.
Have oh, dang it.
Yeah, welcome to improv. Okay, go, Hector.
Mod is the best, guys.
The best show ever, dinks. Got him.
What's a dink?
Are you
an 80s bully right now?
Yeah.
My favorite part was your thinking face to get there. I looked up, I thought you were about to vomit all over the table.
If you remember back to last episode, it took me a good minute to count up how many days were in 3 months.
Just 30 by
30 times 3.
Yeah, and you were also
really
wrong.
About...
Huh?
What?
I said nearly 100.
Sam,
nearly 100.
Sam, this is your friend, the moderator here. You're a little drunk, you think?
No.
You're
I'm just
good?
Dumb.
That's my friend you're talking about. You'd be nice to
your minus friend. Minus one, plus one. Minus
friend,
one, plus one.
Your friend.
Plus one more.
Your friend with a...
Yeah.
No.
Plus one to mod.
Mm-hmm. Can we just take a second? Guys, can we just take a second here
to talk about something that will get you extra
talk
points?
About my hair.
No,
talk
Chloe.
About my
hair. I think you're trying to get some plus.
Talk about my hair, Hexa.
No, not even close.
Talk about my
hair. If I'm being real, Mott, looks kind of shit today. But can we take a second to talk about how amazing...
Negative one, dude.
Wait.
He's got
it.
Hang on. I'm going to dig and then get out on the other side. How amazing this show is. How unique, how special, and how gosh darn brilliant Mod's brain is. I have never worked with a game master, in all seriousness, that is this quick, that is this comedically ready and prepared.
No,
I'm being
not,
genuine
no,
here. I am being genuine.
You can't fall for
I've
this.
Done a lot of I've
I'm
done
sorry,
a lot of
this
stuff
is,
like this.
Mm-mm.
Played with a lot of GMs, and they all have their different styles and different strengths. But
why
in terms of straight comedy, it is real. The fact that she doesn't
motivation.
Think it's real, minus
yeah,
one.
Negative one.
You know what? Don't
plus
give me
two.
Any points. Don't give me any. No.
I'm trying to help you.
I won't accept any points. I'm at a minus one right now, but I'm going to get through my point.
You got plus two just then.
Well, I won't accept it until my point's done.
Take it.
Give it to, go ahead. Yeah. Give it to Heck Yeah.
Okay, plus two. Okay.
Mod.
Are we just being shameless?
Is brilliant.
Yeah.
Are we just, is this cuckoo, and just complete shamelessness?
Nobody could do the show other than Mod. So well done, Mod. That's
I think
all.
Mod is Mod, great okay. in Mod, real life, Mod, too. Mod, I okay. think Mod, Mod is just Mod, a great Mod, person. Mod, Mod, regardless Mod. Of the work she does, which is also great. How's
exactly.
that?
Wait, making me feel she, uncomfortable. Does someone want to say how Funders and Flagons works?
Yes, of course. It's a D&D role-playing as game where we roll to see what we're going to do to solve this mystery
did
game.
You say, did you say role-playing ass game?
Esk. Oh, it came out as an esk.
Role-playing ass game.
Roll back, you'll see. But yeah, you guys have to, we have to roll to see how everything turns out. 10 or higher now for yeah, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. That's a golden that. 20 that gets us a charge, which I'll throw to my buddy Samantha over here to explain.
Minus one charge.
Anything below that, though, it's not good.
Number charges, I'll take that.
Sam.
Here's how charges work.
Yeah,
you
plus
roll
one.
A 20, and Chloe rolled like 8 last game, so she got extra charges on top of oh, rolling
should,
an additional...
There's not enough room on the sheet.
There really isn't.
Should I re-bless my dice again?
Please do that, because I accidentally touched one.
And it's sitting
yes.
on one at the moment.
Yeah, so okay, gotta re-bless it. But charges, you roll a d20, and then you get a random thing that has been predetermined by the people watching. Which is so cool, and last episode really helped my character out.
Yeah.
Harmed at first, kind of, but then helped right at the end. So that's it's right. gonna be
anything can
be
happen.
Great. Anything
I just tried to bless my die, and I was like, okay, good, good. I put it down on a 20, and immediately rolled to a 2. I might be cursed.
Okay,
I don't. I want. How many times have you rolled above a 10 versus how many below? Because,
check out the first 5 episodes. I was pretty much
sure,
on fire.
I'm pretty sure
you were literally on fire.
I don't recall. Oh, that's right.
There was,
but that was,
there
a, was that was such a badass death, though.
Thank
I won't
you.
Say it was badass.
No less than 4 fours that he rolled last game. Like, and then there's a couple fours that were like one after the other.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like 4.
Yeah,
let me re-roll 4.
4.
That's my unlucky number, too. So
where were you before?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. I got to bless it. Ready?
Plus yeah. one to Mod.
Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Hiney Ho. Uh-huh. Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Jolly Ho.
Who's the jolly ho? Is that me?
We're all jolly
hoes. Plus one.
I'll take it. So what happened in the last episode of Funders and Flagons? Mm. Let's find out.
Buckle up.
After a bloody battle to obtain the Waterstone, our weary and broken trio set up camp for a much-needed rest. As dawn broke, Dave was missing from camp, her footprints weaving all around the camp and wandering away. After a lackluster effort to try and find Dave...
Half-hearted.
What do you think lackluster means?
I just tried to make it sound better.
Because there's heart in the word. Yeah, a half-hearted search party attempt. Dave walked back into camp completely shit-faced on bad wine. It turned out that Dave wasn't Dave at all. It was the legendary spirit Garda who gained enough power from the two stones in the trident to temporarily take over Dave's body. Convenient, huh?
Did we both wink at exactly the same time?
Plus one. After revealing the truth about the treaty, a woman frantically asked for help to find her missing daughter. It turns out that the poor bitch's angsty teen was actually turned by an alpha werewolf and a huge battle ensued.
Can we just clarify, just in case you have new people coming in?
No.
Okay.
Watch last episode.
Go watch the episode.
They're jumping in on episode 8. That's what they get.
What negative one
say?
If you're doing
listen.
That.
Listen. That poor bitch ran away too. She left. Thanks to Garda over here.
Samantha nearly had his throat ripped out by wolves. Hector too was bitten, but by the alpha who stole his golden fleas. Mm. The adventurers combined all forces to pin and or break, burn, scorch all 4 legs, and opened up the earth. Oh, I got teary. Oh. And opened up the
Ma,
earth.
Ma, take your time. Ma, take your time.
Underneath it. And then hammered his skull to pieces.
You're upset. Like, we may have done something wrong.
Like, over.
Yeah.
And over.
Yeah, you really went for it.
Like, there's
with that
brain
hammer.
Matter
you
on
really
that
just
hammer.
Yeah.
Now our heroes face a dilemma. Do they tell the poor bitch that her daughter is dead? Or hightail it up to the blazing heart of the Fire Mountain and continue with their quest?
Can you just say that? The poor bitch has just taken on a whole new meaning now.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That sealed that it, her fate.
We've just to clarify.
Ruined everything.
Yeah. The pronunciation is the poor bitch.
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 No. I feel like we didn't do anything wrong here. We were aiming for the alpha. The sad girl. I thought it was the sad bitch. She jumped in the way.
The sad girl.
She jumped in the way of your wind blade.
It's true. My wind blade.
Yeah, wind blade.
Killed her.
All is fair in love and war, I guess, huh?
Wow, that's so true. I've never heard that before. That was amazing.
Also, Mod. Now that it's a new episode, we've just had... Well, I mean, Garda was a little bit misty-eyed over Samantha for a moment there. How are you feeling about that now?
Right now? Oh, are we doing it? Are we
yes,
here?
Yes,
yes.
A million times yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait. How's your throat feeling?
Huh? It's healed. It was healed.
It looks perfect.
Magically healed.
No scarring at all.
Nothing.
Not an herb in sight.
Your arm's not looking so hot.
It's filled with little gold pieces. No blood squirting out of there unless I start running and my heartbeat starts to go up. With blood pressure, then it's
trapped in the bloodstream.
Hey, cat boy. I can make your heartbeat go up.
Ah. Thank you.
But.
Yes.
What's up?
What's wrong?
What's happening?
Buddy,
my life is a joke.
I feel like the air just went out of your sails.
Air's back into my sails. Garda?
Yeah?
Are you feeling different?
What do you mean?
About us? About how you felt towards me?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, I feel like you're taking things, like, real fast here. This is a little bit aggressive. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of aggressive, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to head to the blazing heart of the mountain, or do you want
to... Well, we have to tell the poor bitch that her daughter's dead.
Maybe you should take a vote. What do you guys want to do?
I think we should go back because of girl code. We gotta go tell her.
I've never watched that show.
You know what? I'm just going to go. I got to go tell her.
Well, if you're going to go, we'll go with you.
Okay, then let's go.
If it's 2 out of 3, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll use the golden fleece to drag the body of the girl behind
us. No, maybe.
We gotta bring her back. What, are we gonna leave her out here in this field for other animals to eat? We gotta bring her.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try to make it sound better. I'll heave the dead body of this person over my shoulder and I'll drag her bleeding corpse around in the town.
Put her down. Get the fleece off of her. I'll just use my wind powers to lightly, gently carry her up.
So you have a corpse floating through the air.
It's more respectful, Hector. You have fleas.
How about I entomb her in gold, and then we take her behind.
If that happens, then there's no fleas.
Oh my God.
Patching you
Listen,
up.
Listen, I'll just take her. It's fine. I'm obviously super strong. Look at me. Right.
Yeah, but since she's got a gold,
you can't
whatever.
Just, you can't.
No. You can't just show up holding this woman's body.
I carried my girlfriend's.
Okay, this
times.
Is different.
Just give her to me.
Can you
fine.
Summon some coffee
you guys
or something?
Where's over the sad girl?
She ripped in twain.
Guys,
oh no!
Where I lost
paper
my
paper people?
Oh man!
You don't wear shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the dragon feet. You don't need those shoes.
Oh.
So
okay.
With you having 2 hearts damaged, you've got 1.5. Oh, you've your throat's healed, but
yes.
You're still a little aware. Did you guys want to set up camp?
Let's do that. Let's rest.
All righty, let's get your charges replenished. Oh, so yeah. How many were your total?
Oh, let me take a little. Oop.
So you've at least got, what, 3?
So when we rest, how many do
really?
We heal up fully?
Yeah, yep, you heal up fully.
Yay.
But you notice that the corpses are starting to just go into the ground and they're like. So yeah.
So nothing.
The sad girl's like a part of the earth now.
No. Aww.
Wait, what? We got to get her out of there.
It's magic, dude. Magic happened.
I have 3 charges
now? I
don't
like magic anymore.
I got 4. I should use more charges.
And you are sensing that you don't have much longer in this body.
Oh, shoot.
And now that you've slept, you have sobered up. You're no longer drunk.
All right, so how many hours?
Can't speak on behalf of Sam Basher right now.
What time have we?
I'm going to say like maybe 6 hours
left.
Yeah. You only had a little bit of juice in
oh,
your body.
Oh, hold the phone. I'm sneaking into somebody's tent tonight.
You just had camp. You just like missed it. You missed your opportunity.
Oh, it's morning now?
Yeah.
All right.
Garda, how'd you sleep? I was up waiting for to make sure that everything was fine with our campsite.
Oh, man. Oh, my head is just killing me right now. What happened? What did we do?
Well,
somebody proposed.
Wait,
and
what?
It seemed to be going well from an old buddy's perspective, but
thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
What are you guys talking about?
It doesn't matter. How much time do you have left in this body before we get good Dave back?
Oh my god, it's like 6 hours left.
Oh.
Yeah, you can just tell that?
It's very specific amount of time.
It feels about six hours.
It's an internal clock.
It's an internal clock.
It's an internal clock, and I've got like 6 hours left. Oh
and
my
just
god.
Like... Just like Garda's throbbing headache, you also notice the throbbing red glowing mark on the map too, which is very close to where you are.
Oh, right. I don't remember anything that happened last night.
Well,
did we have fun? Did we do something cool?
We murdered a teenager by accident.
We fought werewolves. So,
but where are the wolves?
Yeah. Oh, plus one to you.
Hell of a pun.
That's why they disappeared.
You guys are so. When I do my next one, I'm on plus four for the first time this entire game.
The only reason you want to wear wolves is like, there's so many good puns.
That was the longest laying foundation.
We're in trouble? Are you saying that you're going to punish us?
Oh my god.
Yes. All right.
Back
so
in the game.
There's no evidence that we could bring back to Deporbish to tell her about.
I'm sorry, to who?
Deporbish.
Oh, yes.
To tell her about what happened to this ad girl. And so I don't know if we need to do that now, but our map's glowing and it hasn't done that before, and that seems like it's important.
It's done that. I mean,
I don't think it's done it in the past 6 hours.
Well,
look,
I
got 6 hours left, so let's go do something fun.
And then we can talk to the poor bitch after.
I don't know who the poor bitch is.
The poor bitch can wait.
And I think it's really rude that you're calling somebody.
No, it's the poor bitch.
It's regional.
I think it's really disrespectful.
Okay, I've got 6 hours to convince you that this can maybe work out. And then maybe when Dave comes back, Dave will feel differently about me. I don't know. I'm hoping.
Who's Dave?
This tracks. Dave. This follows.
It's weird. You guys are weird. Anyway, let's do the thing. Okay. What was the thing?
Let's set a course to the red dot.
And actually, when you look up to the mountain, you see a tuft of lava coming out of the top of that one. It is the Fire Mountain.
Don't worry, that's the opposite of water, my weakness. So I must get stronger near lava. None of that tracks.
Heck yeah, that's
none
not
of that
how
tracks.
That works, no.
All right, let's get going, gang.
Okay.
Sweet. All right, our adventurers move on to the Fire Gem, and they arrive at the Blazing Heart Mountain. Inside this mountain, you can see that it used to be something, but it's long since been abandoned. You can see what looks like a blacksmith smithery. There's like kind of turrets where lava has flown down to create sort of like.
Is this like the Goron land in Breath of the Wild? And if
Gorons were once dwarves, then yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A bit
of
a forge.
It's the Death Fire Mountain. Yeah, yeah. It's that kind of. It's exactly like that. Okay. Yes. But they were once owned by dwarves, but it has since been abandoned. And you can see that no one's been here for quite some time, but there's many different rooms, and it's almost got a bit of a labyrinthy feel.
Oh, don't worry. Your old pal Hector is able to sniff out treasure.
It's true.
There is a glowing hot lava flowing around forges and streams. It is swelteringly hot.
Ooh.
You do find a passageway, though, that leads inside to a room. Would you like to go into it?
Yes.
Absolutely. To get out of this heat.
Let's do it.
While that's happening, obviously a presence inside the mountain detects your arrival.
Oh. We did not check for booby.
Seems like someone is in my home.
Oh no, we've met quite a character here.
is that the mom? Is that his mom?
I think there's a mom here. Are you a mom?
Hello, spirit of the mountain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You can call me that. Huh? Hey guys, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Hold on. What's your name?
Am I there?
So you're or kind like of like looming up the top. You can hear. They can hear.
Oh, we can hear, but we can't see her yet.
No.
Okay. What's your name?
Well, if you have to call me something, just call me your VIP-ness.
That's a great name.
I'm not gonna do that.
Viapinus.
Viapinus.
But really, what I am is a Balrog, but I'm a lady, so I'm a Galrog.
Oh my god.
We are in the presence.
Sounds amazing.
of a Galrock.
And I'm not happy that you're here.
Oh, I see.
We can figure this out. Look, we have some plonk. Here. There the boys is are plonk.
You drank it all.
What?
Shockingly, oh, someone snuck through our pack.
Okay, show me plonk. I love it. I want it.
Listen.
Garda, this is on you, gal.
Put some water in this cup. Here.
I'm gonna try and put some water.
Can't wait to get plonk in my
this
belly.
Is really good plonk. You won't even taste it.
Viopinus.
That's me.
We present to you the mighty Galrog. Some delicious plonk.
So we're just lying right plonk? Off the bat. Mm-hmm.
It's water.
It's really so, it's roll, so it's so
roll for deception.
Oh, yes, oh, yeah. I will gladly do that.
Am I rolling too?
Okay. No, you hand it to her, so.
Seven.
Should have blessed your dice.
I did.
Okay. You know what I hate more than people entering unwelcome into my home?
Gifts?
Lies. Lies and traitory and betrayal.
Listen, what's traitory?
Viopinus, he's the liar. He's got
betrayal and traitory. I hate betrayal. Them both. I hatery them both.
He's got a problem. He's a pathological liar.
You're the one who lied to me.
I thought we had it, and then I thought that it turns out I drank all of it, and I'm really sorry. I will get you some plonk. Let's go out for plonk. Let's go get some
plonk
right now.
Before we do that, we're just here for a quick errand. We'll get out of your hair.
Yes.
I know no one likes any intruders. We're just looking for a red gem. If you've seen it around here, it's glowing on our map, probably glowing in here.
Well, now I really want to kill you.
See, this is what I'm saying. Why don't we just go have a drink and talk about it?
As this happens, you guys have thrust into the room. The door shuts behind you and locks. Metal juts down over it, and there is no way back out. There are a series of rooms in front of you. The Galrog has all the knowledge and power and in place. She's basically set up a series of rooms that is to stop people from entering the Blazing Heart.
We all know
that's what we're looking for.
Yes, the Blazing Heart of the Ocean. Yes, we all know what a Galrog does. Is it hot in here?
The adventurers end. It's super hot. It's super. You're melting. In fact, there's a lot of water seeping out of your body, and your weakness is water.
Okay.
It's got to sweat.
Okay.
It's sweat.
70% of your body.
I know. I'm just trying to make myself feel better about this situation.
Wait, you're a cat. Wait, do cat people sweat as well?
I got a little bit of. It's so hot in here that I'm sweating. That's the human side of me, a bit of the faulty side, and I'm not doing too well, gang.
I'm gonna just do a little mist out of my friend.
You can go ahead and not hit me with that one.
Can you actually roll for me? If you roll,
over the mist?
Over an eight, yeah, an eight or higher.
God! No, wait, my first roll, it's an eight.
Oh, because you get a plus one?
I did get a plus one.
That was definitely a seven. Okay, cool. So instead of burning them, you do provide
a
nice little bit of mist into their faces.
Why would she have burned us?
I might have shot dirt at them.
Would have been like hot.
I see. Burned with hot water.
I see.
I'm going to use a charge right now. I'm just going to use one.
Oh. Done.
Well, three.
Ding. Please give me some cool powers.
This one is from Cha Lumingtang. A rogue tooth fairy appears out of nowhere who's willing to trade any tooth of yours for any of these potions. Restore one heart potion, a strength potion, a Sean Connery charm potion, a controlled levitation potion.
Let me stop right there. I'm going to get that Sean Connery charm potion.
And also, are you both going to be missing teeth now?
Why
you've got one gold tooth.
That's true.
I do have a gold tooth. Thank you.
That's true. Write that down.
Write that one down.
Oh my God.
And there is also a controlled levitation potion, like flying but slower, and a talk to anything potion. One tooth per potion.
Ooh.
I'm going to need just the one potion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know which one I'm talking about.
Which tooth are you going to lose?
I have all four of my wisdom teeth. Mm-hmm. So I will crush one and crumble it into some powder, fine powder, to give to this tooth fairy.
Alrighty, you now possess a Sean Connery charm potion.
Oh, you're gonna...
I thought there were just three of you. Get that damned fairy out of here. I said no.
And then, fairy's gone.
Okay, that's better.
So you just quaff to the potion?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
I most definitely did.
That's
Mighty Galrog. Don't worry about the tooth fairy. It's just me that you have to worry about.
Oh my gosh, I thought there were three assholes in here.
No.
Maybe there's two assholes.
There's a handsome man standing before you.
one really nice person.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Meow, you what? Get jealous. What is
happening?
You had your time.
No.
Your time has passed.
Listen. He's busy right now. There is a thing. It's complicated on Facebook. Do not.
So I think you're mistaking my being charmed by him by thinking that maybe I still don't want to kill him. I still do. I'm just saying this will be way more emotionally satisfying.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I understand that.
In this room that you are currently in, you see that there are four stone pedestals set squarely in the middle of the room. Now, each pedestal has an inscription on it.
Ah.
It looks like a particular element. It looks like it's a mountain on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a wind. Mm-hmm. Another one looks like it's a droplet.
Mm-hmm.
Another one has like fire.
Okay. Huh.
Laying about the room are random objects. There is a small metal wash basin, some dry wood logs, various strewn utensils, some rope, and an empty flask. How are you going to get through this room, guys?
Probably by putting those things on the pedestals and... From the brains from the team, putting those things on their correct pedestals and then igniting the elements.
I want
to start the fire by using the golden fleas to have them hump slowly, and then they'll start a little fire.
Ah, yes, humping.
Yes.
That's the way to get the fire roaring.
Roll for me, see if that happens.
That's a two.
Well, they go hee hee hee, and they just start humping.
On me.
Yeah, ha, ha. You dum-dums are never gonna figure this out.
All right.
Dum-dums?
I can't do two at once, right? I assume.
One at a time.
Yep. All right, well, we've got water. I see we've got water in here already.
Yes.
So why don't we just... Are you just gonna be like this the whole time?
Like what?
Potion's a potion.
Where are you seeing the water?
You said there was a thing of water.
It was a basin,
but there's no water.
Basin.
Okay, wait, can you repeat the things again?
Sure can. A small metal wash basin, some dry wood logs, various strewn utensils, some rope, and an empty flask.
Do you think the logs could maybe be earth, too? Could that count as earth?
It's possible. Yes.
Why don't we just try that? Why don't we put the logs on the earth thing, and then we put... I'll use my trident for the water. You have your... air thing,
I
right?
do indeed, yes.
And then
I'm a genasi.
The fire...
I could try the humping thing again.
You can try that. I mean, like, they seem
I know
kind
someone
of busy
who can
right
generate
now.
Flames. I assume. VIP-ness.
Oh, I love it when you call me by my
yes.
first name. What's yours?
VIP-ness. Well, you can call me Samantha.
Okay, Samantha. Yeah, what?
Nothing.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it seems that we're stuck in this room and we could
I
use
know.
A way out.
You're not going to get
why don't you,
out.
Why don't you be a doll and help us out?
Okay. Keep thinking.
Also, we have another person in our party that breathes fire.
Wait, let me see.
The dragonborn.
Oh,
the dragonborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm a dragon. Yeah. Okay, all right.
So we've got all four.
So here's... All right.
Get to it, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so, God, I have
quick.
To do all of the work. Jeez. All right.
Water. Fire. Earth.
I put the logs on the thing.
Yep.
Okay.
You put it on...
Point the trident at the...
Oh, watch where you're pointing that thing.
Water pedestal.
Yep.
We have the wind.
Basin.
Yes.
I put the basin.
And then...
Basin on the water pedestal?
On the water pedestal.
Yep.
Cool. And then breathe fire onto the fire.
What are you doing with the water and the earth?
The water... My trident... I'm trying to shoot water at the water thing while breathing fire on the fire pedestal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing?
Being supportive in any way I can.
So we've got fire, earth... And
I'm
water.
Mm-hmm. And air.
Yeah, all right, 3, 2,
she's
1.
She's not all of them.
And I'm playing with my beetle.
Here we go. 10.
That'll do it. All right, once all the elements hit at the same time on the pillars, the door opens and you proceed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Next room.
Yes.
Inside this next room, there are two fire minions that are being controlled by the Galrog. Roll for initiation, guys.
All right. Oh. I've got a 15.
9.
13.
Did I roll 2?
Yeah.
That'd be her.
Yep. 15.
Ooh.
Oh, we're tied.
All right, roll again 15s.
All right.
Who had 9? Oh, the Gowron got a 20.
I had a 1.
With the 20, you can do a surprise attack, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
Wait, y'all rolled a 1 and a 20?
Cool. Yeah.
But this isn't me yet, right?
No, but you're basically like, they're like mini yous. You get to control them. They are your little minions. So
how many are there?
2.
And I had a 9.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
1 for Hector.
That's Hector.
No, but you got a 15.
1
before.
For Hector.
We tied, and then we had a re-roll, and she
got
20.
So
I got a
first
1.
And then you, right?
Then I got the 1. Wait, does that mean I'm at the end now, or I just
second.
Go after?
Second.
Yeah. Oh, cool, 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 cool,
cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool. Alrighty, cool. Galrog goes first with the 2 minions. So roll twice for me.
Okay, so they look like mini me's, and they actually are a little. They're darkness, shadow, and flame, and they walk out, and they do like the classic angry mom pose, and they're like, I told you to go to bed! And they have tails of flame and darkness and shadow, and they basically point their tails at you guys. Mm. I guess, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Pick me.
And you.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And they point their tails at you, and like they shoot their shadow arrows through you.
Okay.
Oh, seems we've been very
roll
naughty.
Roll twice. Let's see how we go with this.
So 19, 18, and 16.
Yep, you got hit twice. Take 2 hearts.
Wow. Well, don't worry.
I got hit.
I got hit too?
I went both.
Yeah.
Yes.
One apiece. Hoo-ah. Gosh, this one's seen a lot of love, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. I used the wrong thing.
All right, here comes Hector. He's going to be taking his sword and come right back at him, and I'm going to just throw it through the air. It's going to pierce the fire demon in the mouth to the back of the wall and just kill it. Yep. Just going to go. We got a big puzzle we got to solve here.
I'm not a fire demon. I'm a fire, darkness, and shadow monster. So.
Fire, darkness, and shadow monster. I am going to kill the fire, darkness, and shadow monster with my sword.
Okay.
Name, Giant Slayer, and that's a 16.
It's dead. Nice.
Oh,
there's one
no.
right here. Watch, I'll swallow the sword right now. There
Do
you
it.
Go. That's what
go.
Happened to that one.
I'll give you a full heart if you swallow that sword.
You know. Bonus content.
We've got Garda next.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Garda, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to use my trident with the water.
Nice.
I'm going to aim it at... Can I aim it at both?
One's dead.
One's dead. Okay, all right.
Finish it.
All right, you're coming. You're going down. All right. 12.
Oh, it does. It wets it, but it's... And it lost half of its damage.
Oh.
It's only 12. Yours was a...
Dang it.
Owie! Samantha, it's your turn.
You know, Galrog, I hate to do this. I fear that we've gotten off on the wrong foot. Perhaps if you appeared before us, we could talk things out.
I'm literally going to vomit on you. On your face.
You had your chance, Garda. That moment has passed.
Well, what would you like to say to me?
Well, I'd like to say, if I could. First of all, I'd like a little bit of privacy, but...
Everyone?
Yes. Please. Hector?
Gonna count all the golden fleas.
VIP Penis, I've been a rather naughty boy. Perhaps you should come down here and give me a spanking.
Oh, well, that sounds really nice. Are you talking to me or are you talking to my daughter, Rog?
Oh, daughter, Rog? You don't look a day over 25.
No, I'm the mommy, Rog.
You
and
don't.
Then there's,
oh.
And then there's the little two little things that are fighting you. And
consider
the daughter,
talking.
Rog, looks at you and goes, any of that spanking for me?
The tail just like...
Yes.
Well, I didn't think I was this charming, but perhaps I am. Perhaps I can convince both a mother and a daughter to...
Okay.
Put down a
time out here.
Based on
I
the
don't
setting
know what's
this
happening.
Fight, this
is
literally my hell.
To
we need to get out of here.
Please
use his turn.
I shoot my trident. I'm going to get... Can I just... I'm going to stop this. Can I just
Oopy
try to
poopy?
Shoot my trident at the daughter?
Is that because you're getting
jealous?
No, it's absolutely not. I don't know what you're talking about. My trident is shooting water.
Well, if you're not jealous, it's a -1. But if you are, it's a +1.
Moment
boogly,
of truth.
Boogly, boogly. I can't
boogly,
wait
boogly.
You rolled a 13, so is it a 14 or a 12?
Oh!
Hachi-machi.
Wowie indeed.
The trident goes through the daughter rog, and it just dismisses. Depletes. It diminishes. It's every other D word.
Disintegrates.
Disappears.
Thank you.
We killed your daughters. Now what?
You move to the next room.
does a door open somewhere?
Yes. The
okay,
door
we go through
and
it.
And you go through
yeah.
to the next
Great.
Room.
I built these to be really hard, but this is easy.
Lucky you're not.
Ah, yes.
But I'm a big, bad mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hard, just like I like it.
In this room. I think I need another piece.
It's breathing through this.
it's the worst, is what it is.
You enter a colorful room filled with odd flasks, bubbling cauldrons, and other potion-making equipment. Mm. You notice that the doorway to the next room is sealed by a large stone. So there's no crack, there's no opening, there's no keyhole. It's just very much flat rock over it.
The rock.
On the table, you see seven flasks of varying shapes, sizes, and color. There is a white flask, a black flask that looked like it did contain liquid, a green flask, a red potion, a purple potion, a blue potion, and a brown potion. Can you all roll perception for me?
Absolutely.
Also, I smell treasure, so this is my thing. 19!
You notice...
Two.
With a 19 plus 1, since you are a rogue and you smell treasure, and this is your strength.
Dirty 20.
You notice on the ground where the potion, the black liquid potion was, which has been emptied out, there is a tortle, a body that has drunk the wrong potion and has died. The tortle has foam on its mouth, blood out of its ears, and with rolling a 20... Yes. You notice that the tortle did not have much on it, but it did have the great sword.
Wow.
You're going to take it off a dead body? Okay.
Yep, feeling good about this.
Lootin' and pollutin'.
Should maybe I have that one, though?
No, I feel like I've got a cool collection over here. I got the big sword, little sword. Hammer.
Yeah, but I think I probably only got like 4 hours left to live. So.
I know. It's just the worst, Anne.
It had, you can tell with your 20, it had no sense of smell, the turtle, and it just drank the wrong potion. It couldn't smell, couldn't figure out.
Poor little turtle.
Yeah. Yep. So, sorry, I shouldn't know that. He needs to know that, not me.
So no sense of smell, but I can smell treasure.
So now there's only six. Oh, yeah, you've got a great sense of smell. There's only six potions left. Which one would you like to look at further? White, green, red, purple, blue, brown.
I might be wrong about this, but maybe you should smell them.
Yes, you have to choose wisely, son.
Which one? You've got three noses in front of us. Go. Which potion do you want to smell?
There's six of them.
Yep.
I'll bend down on one knee like
white,
the penitent
green, red,
man.
White, green, red, purple, blue, brown. Who wants what?
Purple.
Sorry. Purple?
Red!
Purple!
The red. This flask contains a churning scarlet red liquid inside. It smells of hot cinnamon.
Ooh.
The purple one, it contains a very rich purple liquid. It smells of plums and grapes. Which one would you like, Hector?
I think he's writing down. Yes, we've got red, purple, and four more after that.
Green, white, blue, and brown. Hey, guys, name one.
Oh, green.
This flask contains a neon green liquid with green flames emanating off of it, and it smells moldy.
Ooh, it's probably that one.
Blue.
It contains a pale blue liquid. It smells of fresh fish and the sea breeze.
White.
It contains a wispy silvery liquid inside, almost transparent. It smells of fresh air.
Like the white sauce you put on your pizzas.
You said there was like a chemistry table, right?
And a brown one.
Was there another table? I thought you said there was something else in the room.
All of the potions were set on the table, but the black one was like...
What does the brown one smell like? Chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate brown liquid. It smells of fresh cut grass and dirt.
All right, give me the green one.
You going to drink it?
I'm going to drink it.
Wait, it could be the drink of despair.
Ooh.
What is
the
that?
Drink of despair.
Go on.
Are you just making this up?
Of course not. Everybody knows what it is.
I know what it is.
Yes, of course you do, Galrod. You're beautiful and you're sexy.
And I'm smart and have big brains.
That's true.
Yes. And a lot of money.
Sure. Of course. Look at this huge left over by the dwarves. Of course
I'm a legendary hero.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Oh, you're taking the green potion, you said.
Yes.
Interesting.
As a legendary hero would do.
Interesting.
Neon flames,
the
I
green.
See.
Yes.
The green
potion.
Yes.
The green.
Yes.
All right, are you going to drink it?
Yes.
Great.
This seems bad.
You vomit uncontrollably and you take one heart of damage.
Damn it.
You are no longer able to try any other potions.
Wait a second. Gosh. I also drink the green.
This is an episode of Family Guy. And you throw up on each other while holding each other's ears.
I was pretty sure the worst smelling one is going to be the best option.
I'm feeling...
You've chosen
poorly.
Brown, blue, purple, red, white.
Fresh gut?
Brown.
Is there anything else in the room?
I drink the brown.
All? Nothing that's going to help you, really.
Brown. I mean, if it's cold, brown, right? Drink it down.
But why don't you talk to this?
Your tongue becomes heavy. You are unable to speak intelligently in room.
So what's changed?
Well, you, no one can understand you.
I'll drink the white drink.
No, wait. Maybe
those who drink this potion become temporarily ethereal so they can float right through the stone. How much did you drink? Your tongue could be in the way of taking a sip.
I drank half of it.
Uh-oh.
Is half of me fading?
No, you're all good to go.
I think I can pass.
Well,
I'll travel through.
Do you want to go through?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you keep the potion down if you're vomiting? And can you keep down if your tongue's fat?
I'll snort it.
You going to snort it? Roll for me.
I'll snort it.
See how effective that is.
19. I'm
already through.
And as soon as you get through, your tongue returns to normal size.
Yeah. I'm going to stand next to the door, do this, and then
roll for me.
Okay.
Run through it.
Oh, 18.
It stays down. You become ethereal. You wisp through the door.
Am I still going to be vomiting in this room?
You feel good now. Oh. Everything that was an effect in that room no longer
happens. I don't feel very good.
I'll bet you
don't. How did you figure that out? That was hardest one.
Because we remembered that in Arabic, Jehovah starts with an I. Yes.
Plus one.
Right.
Sure. You enter the final room. It is completely barren, but there is a door in front of you with no keyhole. Above it, you can see that there is an inscription. It essentially says, "Honored Poet." But then there is 4 dashes, 3 dashes, 4 dashes.
And then a little hangman.
Mm-hmm. Honored Poet reads above the door. What would you like to do in the room? Poet.
Can we look around the room and see if there's anything else in there?
Sure can. There is absolutely nothing.
Oh, good.
I'd like to recite my favorite poem. I once knew a man from Nantucket.
You can stop now.
Is it?
Who's...
Do we...
Attitude was to say f*** it.
Attitude? No.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. penis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's her.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you think that you are also VIP penis?
Sorry, the blood just returned to my brain from my tongue. Yes. I'm a little woozy.
And the blood returned to another part of my body as well, VIP penis.
Oh my god, I'm gonna vomit again.
Oh, what part of body is that?
All of it. He was ethereal.
Oh. That's true. The brain, the most erogenous of all of the organs.
Agreed. Go on.
Honored Poet.
Honored Poet. Well, poet. Seems we've hit a bit of a snafu here with this puzzle.
Finally!
We would love some help, if possible.
Well,
sorry about killing your daughter.
Daughters,
plural.
I really... Oh, you know... I there's not a whole lot that I really don't want you to come into my home. I think I've been very clear about that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, but I will say, I'll tell you the names of my daughters that you killed.
Oh.
We would love to hear their names.
You sound very sad about the death of your daughters.
Yeah. I am fire, darkness, and flame, and I can birth anything. Like, I can birth more daughters anytime I want. They were expendable.
I don't feel bad.
That being said, it would be nice if you guys could say something nice about them. The first one's name is Anna.
Anna. That's
the second one's name is actually a son, because I get to choose the gender when I birth my kids. And his name
doesn't seem
is
very
Graham.
Impressive.
Graham, how do you spell that?
G-A-R-G-R-A-M.
Hold the phone. Hold on.
Anna.
What is your other child's name?
My name is VIP N-E-S-S.
And
E-S-S.
You spell
it? You're just, okay, so that's not relevant. Okay.
VIP-ness.
Hold on, so the two shadow baby fire...
were named Graham and Anna, yes.
Well, I said flip it.
That's true.
I'm working on it.
Romana.
No.
Junior.
And,
I'm smelling.
Shout it out. God. So if it's not Graham and Anna.
Anna Graham.
Well, where's the penis going to the name?
Anna,
I don't know.
Anna
where's the penis from
Graham.
The name?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people ask questions that are totally irrelevant.
Anna Graham.
Yes, an honored poet.
Honored.
Edgar Allan Poe. Does that fit? Does it work?
Wait, right. Edgar Allan Poe's birthday was in May. Hold
yes,
on.
That's true. May.
Hey, work it back.
It's
his
fifth
first
month.
Name has five letters
that's
in it.
That's true, yes.
Okay, so 4, 3, and 4.
Uh-huh.
That's my clue.
And,
Wait.
And the Graham.
One. You're not saying anything nice about
is there anything
them,
else you'd like
them?
To do in the room?
Oh, sorry. Anna, she was the first one. Anna was very good at dying. She died basically instantaneously. Very good at catching the sword in her mouth. And she looked like she could be on fire for a long period of time.
Is there anything else you want to do in the room, guys?
I want to sniff for treasure? I don't know.
It's in the next room.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say you could smell it through the keyhole, but there isn't one.
Ah, yeah. They're doing this part. Can we just start throwing letters up there and we'll give us a green light or a red light
it's
if we did it right?
It's something,
the door.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Open the door. Open the door.
What would you like to do?
I want to open the door.
The door was open the whole time. You just had to open the door.
There was no handle, so we had to push?
There was a
handle. Of course there wasn't. I knew that all along.
I was developing these puzzles so fast that I forgot to make this actually locked.
It's true.
The eye penis.
Well, I'm glad we were able to all learn something
feel like
here.
We got off on a good foot.
I think you're right.
But that was really fun. I'm not gonna lie. That was good.
You liked my puzzle?
That was really fun.
I have to say, while we're throwing out, condolences and saying why we were wrong, I was wrong that you guys were stupid and dumb and ugly.
Aww. Well, I'm glad
you didn't say all those
out.
Before.
I was thinking them.
So you guys, do you open the door?
There it is.
All right. Absolutely. As you open the door, you reach the top, the peak of the mountain inside. You see, covered in lava and everything, the Galrog basically sitting on her fiery throne. Because we are at the top of the mountain, that is open to the sky above, but we are in this battle arena, think a lot like the Temple of Doom. All that kind of fun stuff. What else?
Temple of Doom, the Last Crusade.
Hey, get out of this, Sean.
What?
It's not your time.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
I'm going to say this looks like a place where we're supposed to fight you. But I think, in light of circumstances,
yes,
maybe we could just shake hands and you could give us the thing.
I would love it if you shook my hand.
If we do that,
but you're not
going to
give us the thing.
I'm going to murder you.
Okay. Roll for initiative, everyone.
13.
13.
Roll again, guys.
19.
Ooh, a 6.
Perfect timing. Good.
Yeah,
4.
16.
I'm already ready to go.
Samantha. All righty, got it. Yeah, you're up. 19, all right. You're first.
I'm gonna do charge. I have so many charges.
Yeah, roll.
Okay.
Yeah, she worked out splendidly for me.
15.
With a 15, you unlock the annoying haiku. Thank you, Greynox 22.
No.
Whoever rolls this must speak in haikus until they roll a 15 or higher on their turn. Good luck with that one.
Haikus are five
syllables. This was a huge mistake. Please, can we rethink this charge? You're the greatest mod, Garrett.
Oh, roll, and if you get a 15 or higher, then you're free from it.
How many?
This okay, well, I'm going to... Oh, yeah, I'll fight. Okay, I'm going to...
Talking... That's not a haiku, just what? Then.
Oh,
Oh, still going. Oh, shoot. You keep talking.
I'm going to pull
going.
Out...
Going.
My trident. Wait, that's a syllable.
That's a syllable.
That's a syllable.
Just roll.
Okay.
That's a 4. All right, Hector, it's your turn.
I got a bunch of weapons on my back. And
oh my god, what are you?
Yeah,
really hoarding all the treasure.
I'm gonna take my rope out, magic rope.
Yeah.
Magic.
Yep.
And tie all these bad boys together.
Nice.
And I'm just
can
gonna
you roll. Roll for that though.
To roll to tie them.
Well, remember that rope breaks if you roll a 5 or under.
It does?
Yeah.
I should write down more information.
Mm.
14, so we're good.
So you've harnessed them all together and you're just throwing them all at her consecutively.
Yeah, well, one's a magic sword. The other one comes back to me, so they're all coming back. And then the hammer's a power hammer. So there's a lot. There's three warriors worth of power flying right at her face. Everyone breathe. Don't even.
It was a one. So what's going to happen? Your rope immediately breaks. You're going to roll again because there's a charge that you've lost forever. Do you want to roll that one for me?
Yeah.
And you've lost a charge forever. Oh, so no one will have what True Scorn thought of, which was your left arm turns into a snake, which is still on your body, and you must convince it to not attack you.
It's just a snake.
Bummer on that one.
But at least you don't have to talk in haiku. I am struggling.
That's it, struggling.
Lost count.
Struggling.
Yeah.
It's syllables, not words. They're That's all, right. Yeah, okay.
Are they all just scattered on the ground right now?
It's syllables, you're going to have to retrieve all of them. Not even the one that comes back to you comes back to you. That's a one. In fact.
Uh-oh, with someone being extra.
All right, you lost the gold rope permanently. Damn, dude. All right, whose turn is next?
I believe it was me, yes. Before I do anything, I'm going to roll a charge.
Sure.
See what else I get. Yep. Boom. One.
Roll again.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wait, I can do it. I guess I could find another one.
16.
Alrighty, with the 16, it's a friend Pazantes that says, questions only. You must address all friend and foe in the form of a question, and you can only respond to questions with questions.
How could that be possible?
How could that be possible? How?
How could that be possible?
Oh, but when you put it down, it doesn't sound like a question. You got me. and that is for the remainder of the episode.
Man, I keep wanting to use my charges, but you guys keep getting bad.
Isn't it the worst?
If they take all the bad ones, then it's only good ones left, surely.
How many more good ones do we have left?
Considerable. I actually replenished all of the charges.
Can I still do a defense attack?
You have a full attack because the charge doesn't count as an action.
Isn't that lovely? Here we go.
That is lovely. 12! You no longer have to ask questions.
I no longer have to ask questions.
You're free.
I'd love to use my crackling field of air energy with my skull of Eridani.
Oh my gosh, yeah, what do you want to do with that?
Protect my friends from the Galrog.
They are 100% protected. You gain a permanent new charge. Nope. What? And it is Viapinus's turn.
Oh, goody, it me. So are they very protected? Like, do I feel like I can still
If you roll
them?
Like a 16 or higher, I'm pretty sure you could shatter it.
Okay. Well, what I want to do in the first place was actually take some of your essence.
Yes, my essence.
Of Samantha's essence so that when I birth my new flame, darkness, and shadow person, it'll look like you.
That's not yours. That's mine. That's my essence. That's
I'm
not
gonna
yours.
Take your essence.
That's not yours to have. That's mine.
You can't do anything to stop me. So.
You donated your essence and paid good money for it. So
I'm going to
take me out to dinner first.
Surround everybody with a shadow.
Okay, roll for me. 18.
And I got
barrier has been penetrated. Essence has been taken after penetration.
I am taking this essence into my cavity.
No.
Keep singing.
Yes. Yes, my darling. That's right.
Go and sing.
VIP penis, you have another turn because you are the Galrog.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
sure.
I
say so.
God, help us.
Well, I could, but everything I say has to be in haiku form.
Beep-a-doop, boop, boop, boop.
Thank you.
Well, I used darkness, and I guess darkness and shadow are kind of the same thing, but you know what I haven't used yet is flame.
Burn, baby, burn.
Okay, so I'm going to, I have them surrounded. I'm going to shoot flames at them. Mm.
Elegant.
I'm basically giving you a big scary hug. Aww.
That was a five.
Oh, no.
Mm. Not with a five, you're not. But it is now Garda's turn again. What would you like to?
I would like to use my trident again.
and spray her in the stupid. In the stupid.
In the stew.
All right. Oh, in the stew. I'm going to spray in the stew. Okay.
Spray in the stew. Like the Ursula?
I'm like two beers in right now.
You really are Ursula-ing
her. This is a hard one.
That was a one. So you still have the haiku going. You also
can I ask who was the one who suggested the haiku thing? Because
Yes, absolutely. I can say that.
Can you also give me his email where I will send pics of?
Oh, that's it. That's all. Do you want to roll again for me? We can say which permanent charge we lose. And it was Greynox 22, by the way.
Greynox.
First time on the map, which is great.
Greynox. It's a good one.
Four. Roll again for me. Four has been done. Three and four. Four again.
Okay.
11.
Who are you, Hector?
Oh, Mr. Pirate Dancer. As this charge is used, you notice a pair of cheap sunglasses nearby that look suspiciously magical. You put them on and have Cyclops laser eyes. When you touch the side of the glasses with one finger, you're not sure how many charges it has, but it's at least until the end of the combat. You do double your normal damage as your attack rolls for as long as the sunglasses hold together. At the end of the combat, roll 15 plus for the sunglasses to stay together for one more combat. That's never going to happen in this campaign, guys.
15 plus.
Dang, that would have been cool.
What if you just did that with a hat instead?
What do you mean?
You made it sunglasses, but it's a hat that does all that instead.
What?
I was saying that you... Well, never mind. I was suggesting you change the charge.
Mm. Oh, no, it's done.
Oh.
It's done. No, that's gone.
I'm sorry, guys. I ruined everything. The neo glasses are gone.
That's not your turn, though, because that was just a charge. Oh, no, it was your turn. You did try to use that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. That wasn't the charge. That means that it's Hector's turn.
Go gang, I'm thinking here. I got an idea.
You don't have any weapons on you. Shoot.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do have a little friends. I want. Okay, here we go. I need protection, and I got a weapon. Okay, everyone needs protection. I'm gonna have the gold fleece make a sheet.
Everyone needs protection.
Okay? Exactly.
Be smart.
It's very important. Oh, he knows. I'm gonna make a suit of armor around me that's gold. Mm-hmm. But what are these on my hands? Claws.
You have claws anyway. You're
a tabaxi. They're longer now. They're gold.
You can't cover your entire body and create claws. Why? There are not enough fleas.
They're hanging out. They're fine.
They're also holding your arm in place.
Yeah, let all that blood come out of there. I don't need it.
They're spread out like the spaceships in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'll give you golden claws.
spread out gold.
You've got golden claws.
Golden claws.
And you're bleeding.
All right, fine. But make it like a full gauntlet. Make them, they're going to look cool.
Done.
They're going to look cool. And I want to use my cat-like reflexes to jump and then claw at Viapenis's face.
Done.
There you go.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Everyone breathe. It's
oh
four.
Oh, my God.
That's a four. And
Is
I
that
want,
your lucky number?
I want to die. I want Viapenis to just murder me now.
So what's happening is that the fleas leave your open wound and it doesn't work, and now you're bleeding out of your arm again, and it looks kind of bad, dude.
Do they look like
skin around it's a bit green?
Do they look like just like Frito fingers or like Bugle fingers right now instead of claws? That's how I'm going to imagine it.
Is that an American snack?
It is. You're missing out.
Yeah, good, cool. Mm-hmm. Samantha,
I know what you're talking about.
Do you want to? What's that? Your skull is talking to you.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I control great power. I can use that power to summon a storm like no other. That rain will wash this beast away like bird shit on the hood of a buggy. Let it rain on that son of a bitch.
Did your skull just, your like your baby skull just talk again?
Yes, it did, and it's a skull of a small child, not a baby, not a monster.
I mean, it's like one or two.
Do you
want to
share
it's
with everyone
baby.
What it said, or do you just want to hold on to that nugget
plan.
Of information?
Everybody get behind me in this crackling field of air energy. Well, no, the field of air energy was dissipated.
Let me pick up all my weapons, hold on.
Yes. Roll.
There we go. Fish I'm those rolling. Out of the lava.
Sorry.
You rolled a four, buddy. You do not... You rolled a four again?
Are you kidding?
How can you afford
no,
to roll that?
I have to re-roll it. There's no
Please
way
don't happen.
I can keep getting a four. That's impossible.
You've rolled a four times in a row. Oh,
five.
Sam, you just can't pick
Insulting
up all three
you.
Skewed weapons Fine. That have been strewn along the...
Can just the one that comes back to me come back to me?
Fine.
Thank you.
Good lord. All right, Samantha, it's your
Listen
turn.
Listen up, VIP-nish. You,
I'm listening.
You and your gorgeous voice and your beautiful face are going to have to fall for my charms one last time. And while you do that, know this, that I'm going to be using the skull of Eridani to summon a great storm to sweep you away. Nobody takes my seed without asking.
Gah! No, not that. Oh, no. What in the world?
Plus two using a skull.
Yes.
This is going to be really cool, hopefully.
Oh, thank God. That's a 21. Wow. All right, you've rolled a nat 19, giving you a 21. You notice that the sky gets a lot darker, but it's not necessarily happening on its own. It's the storm giant making the storm.
The storm giant is here?
The storm giant is summoning this storm on behalf of your skull to just shoot rain down into the apex of this mountain.
No, but this is impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
So what's happening is every droplet of water that gets on the Gaurog, who's made of fire and flame, is starting to put out her flame, and she's not being able to move like lava and fire anymore. She's hardening up.
I've still got my whip out. I haven't used it, but I have it out, and it's just jerky. Wait, I have more.
Don't you love it when like moms find out whips in their later life?
Yes, I do. Before she completely crustifies, I'd like to yell at her, "You shall not pass."
Pass where? I'm not going anywhere. Where am I not going?
Pass my seed on to create more children.
Oh, no, that's the only thing I want.
No.
VIP-ness, it's your turn. Do you want to do anything in your last moments? You can't necessarily move because you've been engulfed in water and with thick storming rain bucketing through.
I just want, since I do have that whip, in a very Gandalf moment, for the whip to have its last turn and for it to like kind of caress, like, you know how it grabs Gandalf's ankle and pulls him down, but it just kind of goes whoosh against Hector's Samantha's cheek.
He is a seducer.
That's a 6.
Yeah, you strike him hard across the face.
I'm
scarred.
Oh, is it bleeding?
Always remember me.
No, I'm ugly now.
God, I'm laughing my ass off right now.
You obviously lose your charming voice in the moment.
Oh no, my ear, my cheek.
Gardner, it's your turn. You've got a vulnerable boss right in front of you. What would you like to do with your strength?
With my strength? All right, I'm going to go up to VIP-ness. I'm going to raise my trident and be like, I got 1 hour left. Maybe. And this is the greatest thing I can think of to do with that, these final moments.
Yes.
And I'm going to strike her. And I'm going to roll a 3.
I want a bomb.
No, don't spend an hour on me.
There.
I don't know. Am I getting pummeled by the rain right now? Is it bad news bears for me? Is it bad news bears? Can I just make a quickie little umbrella?
I have an umbrella.
Do you want to give it to me? I mean,
sure,
that one lets you.
Take this.
So now I have the ability
of 5 or higher to catch that.
I forgot about that.
17.
You catch it.
Why now?
It blows open. No water is touching you.
No, but I still have.
You look very pretty with your umbrella.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And now I'm going to use it to fly up and then down and just stab the penis in the head.
In the eye of the penis?
Right in the eye of the penis.
Do
there
it.
You go.
The eye. Say her name properly. Sorry, I used her last name.
The eye penis.
I swear to Christ, I am going to freak out.
You rolled
it
a 1.
It is a 1. And I got a 17 on catching an umbrella. That was so pointless. That was so
stupid. It's a 1 to the umbrella. It's okay. Falls to pieces.
I just had to double check that it didn't have 4s and 1s all over it.
The killer of charges.
The water is pummeling your body.
Oh, cool.
You are a drowned cat. You've lost one of your lives.
Of course.
You don't know where the greatsword or the hammer is. You are completely out of action for the rest of this episode.
If y'all,
Samantha, what would you like to do?
I'd like to...
God's sake.
Please. I'd like to save my friend, Hector.
No, let him drown with me, baby.
No, you're a mean lady, turns out.
What
the heck?
I don't know.
Who are you?
I was used to be so sexy.
Bring back the bearded guy.
I used to be so sexy.
Do you just want
to
end this once and for all? Do you want to end this? She's not going to be... as long as the rain falls down.
Yeah. Fine, yeah, I'll use a chaos bolt.
Okay.
The rain
Wait, maybe I'll
down.
Use a charge.
No, kill me, please.
Do you even have a charge left?
I have two more.
Okay.
Chaos bolt.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
I have the darkness. You can attack the darkness for real.
Oh, light versus dark. Roll for me. You get a plus one. Give me a 9 or higher to end this.
Nine.
A 9. This chaos bolt, for some reason, forms a little bit of light and poof, it charges out, but it just happens to hit this frozen Balrog in the right spot, and the Balrog crumbles into 1,000 pieces. And the
your V body penis.
Bye.
What? What the f, man?
But when she shatters into those small pieces, you notice that something flits right out in the middle of it.
Oh, can I roll to catch it midair? Just for one cool moment.
Are you kidding? You're in a drowning. Puddle of your weakness.
20. Oh my god! I got a 20.
Fine.
I'm melting, but I just
Sam.
Catch it.
No, catch it. Prove it. You rolled a 20. You got to get it.
Oh my god!
Sorry, gang.
<Gabe. laughs> 20.
That's a 20. That's what a 20 looks like. That's what an A plus looks like.
We are ending this episode once and for all. You had a 1, now a 20. You somehow are dry again. You defeated the Balrog in the middle of the fiery mountain. And that is the end of episode 8 for Fungeons and Flagons. Guys, give it up for our guests, Amy Vorpal.
Thank you.
Starring as VR pianist, the Balrog. We've also got Chloe Dykstra filling in as well. Chloe, be nice for you to talk again normally.
I forgot about
it's
that.
It's done now. Ooh, that was painful. I don't know how you started
Do
doing
I get
that.
To say a goodbye, though?
In a haiku? A baiku.
Yes.
A baiku.
Yeah, go on.
It's 5 syllables, then seven syllables. Then 5.
Yeah, but like complete sentences kind of deal.
Okay.
Complete.
Hold on.
We'll give you a second. Okay. Sam, where can people find you?
At Sam Basher, or go to onlystupidanswers.com. Boom.
You do not have those weapons, by the way.
I know. I'm going to play with them right now. Okay. They're probably gone.
Samantha.
You can find me on the internet at Hector is Funny and look up the 500 Greatest Films podcast, which is really fun. And I'm just stalling to give Chloe a little bit more time. It's a great podcast.
Can I say, you can find me at Vorpal Sword on all the things. And also my podcast, Twin Sister, Twin Sister, where me, my twin, and two other sisters just, you know, chill.
And Chloe Dykstra.
I've given up completely.
I've given up completely.
But thank you for...
Yay!
Make sure you subscribe to Geek Bomb. We've got 2 more episodes left of this campaign, and that's it. If you do want to get involved in campaign details, head out to patreon.com/geekbomb. Make sure you're subscribed, because a lot of people are getting unsubscribed for some reason. We can't explain it, but 10,000 of you, boosh, and a lot of you have come to me going, wow, I was one of those people that got unsubscribed. I give it a shout out for Devin, who's going to be editing an hour plus long episode.
Devin.
Us about it. I'm the moderator. We've got to end this bitch. See you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheerio, pals.
Yeah, and let's have another round as buddies and pals.